Facebook will soon be a place you can find a date. CEO Mark Zuckerberg spoke at the network's annual F8 conference yesterday, and he said that Facebook will roll out a dating service aimed at building long-term relationships, not just hookups.
And I know a lot of you are going to have questions about this, so I want to be clear that we have designed this with privacy and safety in mind from the beginning. Your friends aren't going to see your profile. You're only going to be suggested people who are not your friends.
Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, first, tell us more about how this service will work.
Yeah, Mina, I'm laughing, and so was Zuckerberg when he said this. I mean, it seems to be part of Facebook's mission to make more meaningful connections. And by the way, keep us on Facebook for more and more time. I mean, from what he said, it seems like users would set up a dating profile that is opt-in, so it would not be automatically show up in your feed. It wouldn't be, as he said, visible to your friends or show up in your feed if you like somebody. And really, the focus seems to be not so much on who you know, but what you're interested in. So users would browse events and groups, and if they like it, then unlock that event to interact with others that are attending. And importantly, those conversations would also be separate from showing up on your Messenger or WhatsApp. So there'd be some degree of it hidden from the rest of the world in case you're doing something you don't want everybody else to know about. What we don't know, though, is the actual date. They only said this would be available soon.
Well, will people really trust Facebook to protect their dating profiles? I mean, Facebook is still trying to recover from a massive privacy scandal where data on tens of millions of users got into the hands of the firm Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And it's one that we should all be asking ourselves. I mean, I was kind of shaking my head about this a little bit. You know, clearly it's been in the works for a while, but many, and myself included, are wondering why they didn't delay the announcement for a little bit until they had a track record of restoring some of that trust. But, you know, it could be, Mina, that they see this as a way to further add value to the experience so that users don't pull away. There's clearly a market for it. But it also may be that for all the controversy and the delete Facebook hashtag, very few people have dropped off. So, you know, maybe they feel like it's okay to move forward in this way.
So you don't think this is part of an effort by Facebook to change the subject from Cambridge Analytica?
Well, I mean, it might be part of an effort, but it's one that could easily backfire. I mean, having your political views bought and sold is one thing, but dating is so much more personal. So I think this kind of raises more questions than distracts away from the conversation. So, I mean, if that was in their intent, I'm not sure it's going to work.
Well, I'm struck by how shares of Match plunged yesterday after the announcement. Match, of course, is the parent company of Match.com, Tinder, OkCupid. This would seem like very bad news for these sites.
Yeah, it was interesting and it was immediate. Well, you know, we'll have to see. For sites like Tinder, there may not be as big of an impact. I mean, their demographic is very young. It may not cross over. And by the way, one of my favorite headlines from this was from James Temperton at Wired, who wrote, "Facebook's dating isn't after Tinder. It's out to get 50-somethings lucky." Although lucky wasn't the exact word he used. But we get the point. It's sort of skewed at an older demographic, which may be why Match it has to be more worried. And by the way, a lot of the reaction was, oh, we welcome Facebook. This is, you know, a validation of a global opportunity in this marketplace. Hold on a second. It's going to get more cutthroat because Joey Levin, the CEO of Match, of IAC rather, who's Match's parent company, said, "Come on in, the water's warm. Their product would be great for U.S.-Russia relations." So expect this to get nasty.
Maggie Lake, host CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks.
Thanks so much.